Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Everyone knows that women who want to have children should plan to get pregnant by age 35 before their most fertile years are in the rear view mirror, right? Well, it turns out that this mid-30s deadline may not have as much basis in science as we assume, and we may be all wrong about the window of opportunity for pregnancy. Jean Twenge takes on conventional wisdom about women, age, and fertility in her article, How Long Can You Wait to Have a Baby?, which is in the latest issue of The Atlantic, and it's currently the most popular article over at TheAtlantic.com. Are you surprised? Twenge is a professor of psychology at San Diego State University and author of The Impatient Woman's Guide to Getting Pregnant, and she joins us now. Professor Twenge, welcome back to WNYC. Hello.
Thank you.
So aren't there all these studies showing that female fertility crashes after age 30 and especially after age 35?
Yeah, so I went looking for those. I wanted to find the original source because you see a lot online and in books that if you're a woman over 35, one out of three women over 35 will have trouble getting pregnant, which is a shocking and very scary statistic. But what is usually not mentioned is where that one out of three figure comes from, which is French birth records from the 1700s. No kidding. That's really the study.
Nothing since then. Nothing since then?
Well, fortunately, there has been, especially in the last 6 months, some exciting new studies on modern populations, which are much more optimistic. So that's the real good news story. There's one study that came out in 2004, for example, and found that 82% of women in their late 30s would be pregnant after a year. And then two more recent studies finding very similar statistics, that about 80% of women in their late 30s would be able to get pregnant naturally in a reasonable amount of time.
How would that 82% compare to women who are 25?
So they found that women who are, say, in their late 20s to early 30s, it was 86%. In that study. So a difference of about 4 percentage points. And the other studies find similar things, that yes, fertility does decline in your late 30s, but not by that much. And the vast majority of women in the age group will be able to get pregnant naturally.
How about the stats from fertility clinics? I think most of us know at least a few couples dealing with fertility issues when trying to start a family later in life. Isn't it women over 35 who tend to seek those treatments, even though they're not trying to conceive any more than women under 35, and that would indicate that difficulty in conceiving increases with age?
Well, it does. It just doesn't increase by that much. And, you know, the fertility statistics are a little misleading if you're looking at fertility clinics and infertility patients, because that's obviously going to be just the people who are having more trouble. And most women, I think it's about 80% of women using IVF are under 35. Most women don't use IVF because they're older and are having trouble. Most of them are using it for other reasons. Say their husband has issues with sperm, or they have blocked fallopian tubes. That's the vast majority of women using IVF are not using it because they're older.
Listeners, do this information and possibly misinformation about age and fertility factor into your personal decision about when to try to get pregnant? 212-433-WNYC. Have you read the Atlantic article, or as you listen to this conversation now, do you start to think, maybe I started a family earlier than I needed to because I was scared into it? 212-433-WNYC. And Professor Twenge, do you have a social goal in writing this article and caring about this topic? Do you think women are being pushed into earlier childbirth because of someone's political or social or religious agenda, that they should be in the home? Is that the subtext here?
Well, you know, what my main goal is just for women to get the right information and the best data and the best research on the topic. That was my goal in writing the Impatient Woman's Guide as well, across the board, and you know, and issues in fertility in general. When I was making the decision for myself about when to have children, because I'm a researcher by trade, I decided to go find the original research, and was shocked to find that so many of these stats come from these historical birth records that are hundreds of years old, that come from a time when we thought the world was flat. So I just wanted to really get that information out there.
Where does Down syndrome come in as a consideration? If your article leads women and couples to consider the age at which they can safely, however you define safely, have kids?
Well, I think what's important to recognize about chromosomal abnormalities such as Down syndrome is that even when women are older, there's still very rare occurrences. So among 35-year-olds, 99% of fetuses are chromosomally normal. Among 40-year-olds, it's 97%. At 45, when fertility really for most women is absent, 87% of fetuses are still normal. And that's even at early genetic testing. That's not even the number who are born, and those figures are even lower.
Right. I guess it's a question somewhat of how you hear those numbers, whether you
of
hear
course.
Them as risky or not risky. I'm looking at, and I don't know if this is going to exactly mirror the numbers that you just gave. I looked up this morning the Down syndrome maternal age of birth Down syndrome risk chart on about.com, and they put it in terms of 1 in X chances. So at age 29, 1 in 1,000.
Right.
At age 34, 1 in 500.
Right.
At age 40, 1 in 100.
Right. But that's 1%.
That's
1 in 100
1%.
Is 1%. And you're absolutely right. This is very personal. These decisions about when to have children are very personal. So, and I don't mean to ever say, oh, you know, if you had your kid at 25, that was too young, what were you thinking? If you were ready and that was the time in your life to have kids, when you had, maybe you wanted to have them at a time when you had more energy, and maybe you wanted to travel, later in your life instead of earlier, whatever your reasons were, whether it's career, right, meeting the right partner, make the decision for when it's right to you, but with the right, correct information about fertility and age.
And I'll mention that in the article, you referenced Sylvia Ann Hewlett's article and the public response to it on this topic, including that of the women of Saturday Night Live. So here is a clip of Tina Fey on Weekend Update when Hewlett's New York Magazine cover story came out.
According to author Sylvia Hewlett, career women shouldn't wait to have babies because our fertility takes a steep drop off after age 27. And Sylvia's right. I definitely should have had a baby when I was 27, living in Chicago over a biker bar, pulling down a cool 12 grand a year. That would have worked out great.
So there's the other side of the story, right?
Right. And so the other women in that sketch, Rachel Dratch, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph, you take them all together along with Tina Fey. 11 years later, those four women have 8 children, and all but one of them was born when they were older than 35. And Maya Rudolph is due with her fourth at the age of 41. So it's interesting that after that point, all of them had kids in their late 30s or early 40s.
Let's get in a couple of phone calls in our remaining time. Biba in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Great to be back on your show. And, Brian, I'm from India, and, I've lived here for 14 years. And I just wanted to give, a comparison or, like, how women have evolved. So our grandmothers in India, I mean, they had their babies in their teens, which was very common because of early marriages. And now in this day, we can say forced and early marriages. So, you know, our parents were born when, and they had children over like 25 years. So, you know, between the, and they had many children, but they started in their teens. And then our mothers had their children in their early 20s because, you know, education became important. And I think My mother was 24 when I was born. But today I see so many of my friends, and this is interesting. I have a friend who's had a child at 44, mm-hmm. and she's a professor in a university here in the United States. And another friend of mine had a son at 43 and now twins at 48. So it's very interesting to see how women have evolved.
Indeed. Biba, that's a wonderful timeline and progression over generations there that relates when people are choosing to have babies to other life circumstances, and that's certainly the context. Diana in Madison, you're on WNYC. Hi, Diana.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I have questions regarding the studies, and while I understand the guest says that the original study that forms the basis for many statistics is that old, you know, I wonder if more recent studies will prove it to be true. My own experience, I got easily pregnant when I was in my 20s. After 36, it took many years in IVF to have a son. You know, genetically, what do the studies say about having healthy children when you're above the age of 35? That's one question that comes to mind for me. And what about fathers? Generally, older mothers have older fathers, and I've heard of studies on male sperm degrading over time, as well as the quality of the mother's
Diana, eggs. Thank you. And Professor Twenge, I think attention is just starting to be paid by science, or maybe they're just finally coming up with the discoveries that actually relate male age to fertility as well, right?
Yeah, so there's some data that suggests that there's a decline in male fertility with age as well, but it's not as steep as it is for women, and it seems to happen at a little later age, and some of the data is conflicting. And those modern studies that I reference in the article do control for the husband's or partner's age.
Let me sneak in Dr. Oktay, forgive me if I'm mispronouncing it, and Doctor, we have 30 seconds left in the segment, so take your best shot.
Sure. Thanks for taking the call. You know, we've done some of these research at New York Medical College, and first of all, at age 40, if you include all chromosomal abnormalities, that goes to about 5 or 6%. But the issue here is the quality with age. When women age, it's not just the chromosomal abnormalities, but the ability of that egg to turn into babies goes down. So, you know, our research and others have shown that after age 37, 30, and 38, this sharply declines, and the natural fertility studies have also shown that. So individual, you know, cases could vary, and certain women could be fertile later in their reproductive life.
But you're saying there are other trends. Well, guess what? I'm sorry to say, as with so many things, we end this on a note of uncertainty, but I recommend everyone to Gene Twenge's article in The Atlantic, How Long Can You Wait to Have a Baby, for a reconsideration of this topic. Professor, thank you very much.
Thank you.